Blog Talk Radio.
So here, for the first day service. Yes, Malcolm Hood, Yom Harishon. You know, Tov, have a good one. Sameach, be happy. You know, Shalom here, the first day after Shabbat right here. And here we have the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, as well as the Brit Chadasha, yeah. Yes. So the live stream connected. Yes, I. So here for Shoftim. We're now in this period of the Cheshbon HaNefesh, soul searching season right here with this Torah reading and feeding. And there's a lot that's contained here in this Judges, in what's known as Judges, establishing justice, tzedek, terdof, justice, right? Shall thou follow, shall we pursue. We're also in the period of time of the 40 days of Teshuvah, 40 days of repentance here as we're coming to the end, fulfillment of the lunar solar cycle right here in this season. Now, actually, we came into the new moon, right, actually on the 16th, you know, in the middle of the week previous right here. So we're already in those 40 days. Right, the 40-day so-called, when we say a countdown, right here, but actually a count up. There's the blowing of the shofar, the ram's horn. That's also both, when we say traditional, it's a tradition to do it, but it's based actually on what we have and what is in HaTorah. And this is the shofar for I and I, the ram's horn, right here for the season. Yes. So the blowing of the shofar, the ram's horn. So beginning on Rosh Chodesh Elul, right here, moving into, you know, the New Year's time, the Rosh Hashanah time, and continuing until the Yom Teruah, which is the day of the blast, the day of the trumpets. It's the fifth of the seven appointments that we have in Leviticus chapter 23. And now that in the trod and tradition is correspondent with Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year. So what's called Rosh Hashanah is actually the fifth of the seven feast festivals, appointments of Yahweh Eloheinu here in the season. So it's customary to blow the shofar. What is the shofar? Yes. The shofar is the ram's horn. Right, the ram's horn, every day, some say, except for Shabbat. And then one would say, why not Shabbat? Because reasonings about what constitutes work might come in amongst, you know, brethren and ones and ones. But this practice was adopted to help to awaken I and I for the coming high holy days, holidays. Here we have the last three appointments. There's seven in total, right, that occur in three seasons, three times in the year. So as we come to the end of the year, coming forward with the Yom Teruah, a.k.a. also known as Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year, the day of the blast, the blowing of the ram's horn, right, the practice of the blowing of the shofar is to awaken I and I to the coming high holy days. Now, when you read in the New Covenant, New Testament, it speaks about, you know, the great trump, the trump of the archangel, so forth and so on. That's all based on this pattern. So as we study HaTorah, We learn pattern recognition, right? To recognize the pattern, right? Let me just do this right here, brothers and sisters. Just a little more on this, just to give a kind of an overview. Because, you know, once you kind of take note of this, and then when we touch on other scriptures, we could go to New Testament within the eschatological, you know, typology, right? And the eschatological typology, like the end times typology, you know, there's that blowing of the, you know, the could be the first trumpet, not the last. You remember that right there? This is where it comes from. So as we look in the new covenant, based on the ancient, we say Judaic, the tribe of Judah and the Hebraic and the Torah teaching, this is where these symbols, you know, even the allegorical or the symbolical, the true context interpretation. So we both have, you know, the symbolical meaning of it, the metaphor allegorical, but then we also have that actualization. So we actualize that blowing of the ram's horn and then also recognize what is symbolic of, right? Of waking up the nephesh, waking up the soul, waking up the soul, right? So to awaken I and I. So as the tribe of the Yehudi and the children of Israel, but the Judahites were the last standing, you know, to the time of Moshiach, and they continue that, you could say, that true tribe. And many of these customs, we also find that within the New Testament, such as the significance of blowing the trumpet, blowing the horn, the ram's horn, right, to awaken the soul. So in this time, in this season, it's about the Cheshbon HaNefesh, soul searching, as we are coming forward to the high holidays, the holy days. And now we say 40 days. Why 40 days? Because actually this goes forward from now to the Yom HaKippurim. And we're saying it more fully, not the way among popular Judaism ones often say Yom Kippur, because understand the Hebrew, that means a day of like an atonement, like almost say one atonement. But in the Torah, it says Yom HaKippurim, the day of the atonement. So atonements for Kol Yisrael, Yasher Allah. So there's this time of soul searching, getting one's spiritual, iritical, and psychological house in order, right? So we're in the month before, right? The seventh month, the Tishri, right? And the month before is Elul. So for 40 days, so that means one total month goes through, and then we have the 10 days. So counting it, 28 days lunar month, 30 days solar month, but this will lead forward to the Day of the Atonement, right? Now, in the blowing of the shofar, it's also important to understand the various different aspects of the ram's horn. First, we have the first blow, the first blast, is known as the tekiah. What's a tekiah? Tekiah is a long single blast. So as you've heard the shofar, let's see if we can bring this up again, and then we can kind of break it down, build it up, so one can understand even those aspects, because even in the New Testament, talk about could be the first trump, it might as well be the last. The context is based on the Hebraic and the Judaic practice, right? And this is also based the true customs on HaTorah, like even the ram's horn, the significance of the trumpet known as the ram's horn. So here, just to get a sampler. Yes, sir. So right there, we heard the shofar, but did you pick up on the different parts of it? For example, the first blast is the tekiah. Tekiah, T Tequila is a long single blast. And that first tequila, right, the first blast, the tequila, the long single blast is the sound of the king's coronation, the sound of the king, Ha-Melech, even the goose and the guest, the sound of the king's coronation. Now, this is followed by what's known as the Shevarim. Shevarim, modern Hebrew Shevarim, ancient pointing Shebarim, the Shebarim, or the Shevarim is the three short, the whale-like. You heard the whale-like blast, right? So the first is Tekiya, long single blast, the sound of the king's coronation, followed by the Shevarim. The Shebarim is the three short, whale-like blast. This signifies Teshuvah, Teshuvah, repentance or turning from the stray way to Yahweh, truth and life. This is followed by the Teruah, Teruah, Teruah. What is a Teruah? And also note this, that the fifth of the seven feasts and festivals in the fall season or the autumnal season, which is coming up, the high holy days is known as the Yom, according to Torah, the Yom Teruah, the day of the Teruah. So first we have the Tekiya, long single blast, Shebarim, three short whale-like blasts. Then we have the Teruah. What is the Teruah? Teruah is the several short blasts of alarm, the several short blast of alarm. This is to awaken ha-nefesh, to awaken her, to awaken the soul, to awaken the nefesh, and to close, we have the Tekiya HaGadol. Tekiya HaGadol, what is the Tekiya HaGadol? Tekiya, remember the opening first blast is Tekiya, a long single blast. But here it's not just a Tekiya, it's a Tekiya HaGadol. Gadol means big. HaGadol is like the big, right? The big Tekiya, the big, you could say long single blast, a long and a final blast. So symbolically, this right here is what we mean Hebraically, according to the royal order, by saying, ring the alarm.
cause I and I prevail good. Well, me no need no more enemies, searching for a peace of mind, and I know I can't deny what happens to me when I read the Bible, and how many people overcome their trouble, and the roots of me sisters and me brothers. Just like you, I feel the pain when the children are dying and mamas are crying. Just like you, I feel the joy when everything is ironing and the sun is shining.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. 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 Selah.
Kadamawi. Kadamawi. Inflasya.
The whole place is due for help.
אלה שצוחקים עכשיו יבכו, אלה שבוכים עכשיו הם עוד יתחקו. ברוך השם, יש לנו את החירות לבחור. ממשיך קדימה, לא נשאר מאחור. הכוח הוא בהתמדה, כן, ורק בסוף הדרך סופרים את הקופה. יש כבוד, יש.
מזמור כ"ד, לדוד מזמור. לאדוני הארץ ומלואה, תבל ויוש ובא. כי הוא על ימין יסדה, ועל נהרות יכונניה. מי יעלה בהר אדוני, ומי יקום במקום קודשו? נקי כפיים ובר לבב, אשר לא נשא לשאר נפשי, ולא נשבע למרמה. יישא ורחה מאת אדוני, וצדקה מאלוהי ישעו. זה דור דורשיו, מבקשי פניך, יעקב, סלע. שאו שערים רעשכם, והנשאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני עזוז וגיבור, אדוני גיבור מלחמה. שאו שערים רעשכם, ושאו פתחי עולם, ויבוא מלך הכבוד. מי הוא זה מלך הכבוד? אדוני צבאות, הוא מלך הכבוד, סלע, 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 סלע.
קדמאווי, קדמאווי.
אינפלציה!
The whole place is due for help.
Yes, yes, yes. That was the Hebrew right there on the Yesh Kabod Yesh. Glory, there's glory. There is. He has glory. There's glory. Yesh Kabod Yesh. But here, Royal Amharic. First day.
مزمور 23 بقنف 24 بمجمريا سنبت يداويت مزمور مدرنا مولاوا لإغزيابيهرنا عالمم بأرسوام يميورهن إرسو بباهر وچ مسرطوا لنا بفساش وچ ماتنطوا لنا ودإغزيابيهر ترارا مان يوطال بقدسنا وصفرا مان يقوم إجوتو ينسو لبوم لتوهي هنا نفسون لكنتو يالا نسا لبالن جراون بشنغلا يالمال ارسو كاك زيابير زند بركتن كمدهاني تو عملاك مهرتني كبلا ايشي تو لدرسون يمتفلقنا ياك اوبن عملاك تيت يمتفلق انان تمخوان انتوش بروش انكفتو يزلالم دجوش يكفتو يكبر منقوس يقبع يكبر نقوس مان نو اك زيابير نو برتو النهاية እግዚአብሔር ነው በሰልፋይ እናንተ መኳንንቶች በሮችን ክፈቱ የዘላለም ደጆችም ይከፈቱ የክብርም ንጉስ ይግባ የክብር ንጉስ ማን ነው የጭፍሮች አምላክ እግዚአብሔር እርሱ የክብር ንጉስ ነው ክብር 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 ንጉስ ነው
ክብር ክብር አይ ክብር ንጉስ አይ Yeah, glory, glory, glory. Yes, Kavod, yes. It's going to ride up with that.
Kavod, Alek. Yes, Kavod,
yes.
La Nashim Sheminu.
Yes, Kavod, yes.
Vele Sheminu.
Yes, Kavod, yes.
Le Arayot Vele Merim. En Kavod, en Le Nachashim Vesvoim.
Yes, Kavod, yes.
Benenu Le. כבוד לאלה שאיתנו כבר שנים באלה שעברו את הזמנים הקשים אלה שלא רואים רק את הזרחורים אלה חברים אחים, אלה הגברים אלה שהבדילו בין עיקר לטפל זה שמברך אותך מול זה שמקלל אלה שהבדילו בין חרוץ לעצל אלה שעבדו בשמש לא חיכו בצל אלה שהיו אחד בפה, אחד בלב אלה שהבינו מי נותן ומי חולב אלה שהבינו בין חבר לאויב הם שאהבו אותי אותם אני אוהב כי
יש כבוד יש
לאנשים שהבינו
יש כבוד יש
ואלה שהבינו
יש כבוד יש
לאריות ונמרים אין כבוד אין לנחשים וצבועים
יש כבוד יש
בינינו לאלוהינו
יש כבוד יש
אנחנו לא לבד סבלנות של שנים אין כבוד אין לנרקומנים לשקלים מציע לכל אלה שראו והאמינו אלה שרצו לשמוע אלה שהפנימו אלה שאכלו את ההצלחה ולא השמינו רק אתכם רצינו ואיתכם בנינו אלה שחיפו נקי ולא רצו למעוך אלה שהלכו ליד ולא חיפשו לדרוך אלה שתמיד ידעת יש על מי לסמוך גם כשהיה קשה אדם אלה שהייתי כשעוד נראיתי מוזר אלה שהביטו קצת קדימה למחר אלה נשארו כשכל הרעש נגמר מי שלא נשמר עומד מול זה שנמכר כי
יש כבוד יש
לאנשים שהבינו
יש כבוד יש
ואלה שהבינו
יש כבוד יש
לאריות ונמרים אין כבוד אין לנחשים וצבועים
יש כבוד יש
בינינו ל...
לבדנו
לסבלנות של שנים אין כבוד אין לנרקומנים לשקלים
יום לבוא אל אלה שצוחקים עכשיו יבכו, אלה שבוכים עכשיו הם עוד יצחקו, יום יבוא. אלה שצוחקים עכשיו יבכו, אלה שבוכים עכשיו הם עוד יצחקו. ברוך השם, יש לנו את החירות לבחור, ממשיך קדימה לא נשאר מאחור. הכוח הוא בהתמדה, כן, ורק בסוף הדרך סופרים את הקופה.
יש כבוד,
yes, kabod, yes. So here, let's ride on. Yes, okay, so that was a shofar, the last Sabbaths of the year. So here we're at the fourth, right? The fourth, Nahamu, Nahamu, Ami, comfort y'all. Nahamu, comfort all of y'all, comfort. Nahamu, Ami, my people. First of the 7 weeks, seven Shabuot of comfort. Secondarily, we had Vatomer Tzion. Vatomer Tzion. And Zion, she said. And Zion said. This is all based on like the prophets. So for Nahamu, Nahamu, Ami was from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 to 26. Vatomer Tzion. And Zion, but Zion, she said, but Zion is she, yes. So, but and Zion said, Isaiah chapter 49, verses 14 to Isaiah chapter 51, verse 3. For the previous Shabbat was Aniya Soara, which is say like, oh, afflicted. And storm Taurus, like if you're speaking to she, you're speaking to a woman here, like speaking to Zion and to Jerusalem, speaking to the soul of the Beta Israel people, Aniya Soara, oh, afflicted and storm Taurus. There, that was from Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 54, focus verses 11 to Isaiah, Yeshaya chapter 55, verse 5. And here we have Anoki, who? Anoki, I. Even I am he. That's from Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 51, focus verses 12 to Yeshaya, Isaiah 52, verse 12. So Anoki, I, who, he, I. Yes, I. So even in the scripts, you have the I and I principle, the I. If you look at the King James Version of the Bible, where it says I, the word even in a better King James Bible is italicized. That means the word is not there. That's why what we have in the Hebrew, Anoki, I, like the personal I, Anoki, I, who, he, I, he. The sense is that I am he, I, he, even he who be, who he be. Then just looking forward, we have the fifth Shabbat or week of comfort, like as we're going through, coming to the new year. Rani Akara, speaking to she again, Rani, sing, speaking to a female, right, or speaking to the soul, Rani Akara, sing, O Akara, O barren one, Rani Akara, that would be Yeshaya coming forward, chapter 54, verses 1 to 10. Then for the sixth of the seven Shabbats of comfort, we have Kumi Ori, speaking to she, arise. If you speak to a woman in Hebrew and say to arise, like to get up, Kumi, Ori, Ori, and shine, the sense of shine, rise and shine, arise, shine. Here's where they get, you know, the arise and shine and give God the glory. It's based on Yeshaya, Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 to 22, the key word of that Sabbath of comfort, the sixth coming forward. And then seventh, right? Seventh, we have sos asis. I will greatly rejoice. Sos asis. But hear for the Sabbath of comfort. Anoki, who? I am he. So here, let's carry forward right here. Baraka first.
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadash Aliyot.
And here, the bracha, the blessing for the reading of the prophet's reading here at the fourth of the Shabbat of comfort here in the season. The bracha, the blessing.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher bachar b'nebiim tobim v'ratzach b'debreihim hane'amarim ba'emet. Baruch atah Adonai Habocher Batorah Ubmoshe Abdo Ube Israel Ammo Ube Nebie Haemet Watzelik. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Eloheinu, Eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses his servant, and Israel his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Book of the Prophet. Isaiah, chapter 51. Verse 12 of chapter 52, verse 12. I, even I, am he that comforteth you. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the Son of Man which shall be made as grass? And forgetteth Yahweh thy maker, that hath stretched forth the heavens and laid the foundations of the earth, and has feared continually every day because of thy fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy. And where is the fury of the oppressor? The captive exile hasteneth that he may be loose, and that he should not die in the pit, nor that his bread should fail. But I am Yahweh that Elohim Buruku, that divideth the sea, whose waves roar. Yahweh Shabbat is his name, Buruku. And I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundations of the earth, and say to Zion, thou art my people. Awake, awake, awake. Stand up, O Jerusalem, which has drunk at the hand of Yahweh the cup of his fury. Thou hast drunken the dregs of the cup of trembling and wrung them out. There is none to guide her among all the sons whom she hath brought forth, neither is there any that taketh her by the hand of all the sons that she hath brought up. These two things are come to thee. Who shall be sorry for thee? Desolation and destruction and the famine and the sword. By whom shall I comfort thee? Thy sons have fainted. They lie at the head of all the strength, as a wild bull in the net. They are all full of the fury of Yahweh, the rebuke of thy Elohim. Therefore hear now this, thou afflicted and drunken, but not with wine. Thus saith the master Yahweh, Buruku, and thy Elohim that pleadeth the cause of his people. Behold, I have taken out of thy hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. Thou shalt no more drink it again. But I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee, which have said to thy soul, bow down, that we may go over. And thou hast laid thy body at the ground and at the street to them that went over. Amen. Amen. Chapter 52, verse 1 to 12. Awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garment, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust, arise, and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. For thus saith Yahweh, ye have sold yourself for naught, and ye shall be redeemed without money. For thus saith the Master Yahweh, my people went down aforetime into Egypt to sojourn there, and the Assyrians oppressed them without cause. Now therefore, what have I here, saith Yahweh, that my people was taken away for naught? They that rule over them make them to howl, saith Yahweh. And my name continually every day is blasphemed. Therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know in that day I am he that doeth speak. Behold, it is I. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publish peace, shalom, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publish salvation, that saith to Zion, thy Elohim reigneth. Thy watchmen shall lift up the voice, with the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye. When Yahweh Buruku shall bring again Zion, break forth into joy, sing together, ye waste places of Jerusalem. For Yahweh Buruku have comforted his people, he have redeemed Jerusalem. Yahweh have made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of Elohim. Buruku, depart ye, go ye out from thence, touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her, be ye clean that bear the vessels of Yahweh. For ye shall not go out with the cake, nor go by flight, for Yahweh Buruku will go before you, and the Elohim of Israel will be your rear guard. Amen. Leave me with love, peace, and blessings. In the name of Kedemari, Haile Selassie, and the Goose Negev, Ethiopia, King of Kings, Jah Almighty, blessing Yeshua. Shalom.
You better back the hell up off of me. Look at this apostasy. Can all these things really be?
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Hadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarot Shel Habarit Ha Hadasha. Baruch Ata Adonai. Notain Habarit Ha Hadasha. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
The Brit Chadasha Chadish Kidan, Renewed Covenant Reading for RSS number 48, Shoftim, Judges. from John chapter 1, verse 19 through 27, and Acts chapter 3, verse 22 through 23. We begin B'Shem Ha'ab, with Habain, with Ruach HaKadosh Yahweh Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, he who be, who he be, the one. John, chapter 1, verse 19, Yotet, verse 20, Kaf. Wezot edut Yochanan, Bishlach ha-Yehudim, Kohanim u-Lewim, Me-Yerushalayim, Lishol oto, Mi-Hu, Wehu toda, Welo geched, Ki higi lemor, Anoki, Aineni ha-Mashiach. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who art thou?" And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not HaMashiach, I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then, art thou Elijah?" And he saith, "I am not. Art thou that prophet?" And he answered, "No." Then said they to him, "Who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of Yahuwah, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah." And they that were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said to him, "Why baptizest thou then, if thou be not that Mashiach, that Christ, nor Elijah, neither that prophet?" John answered them, saying, "I baptize with water, but there standeth one among you, whom ye know not. He it is, who coming after me is preferred before me, whose shoes latchet I am not worthy to unloose." Chapter 3, verse 22, Kaf Beit, verse 23, Kaf Gimel. Hein, Moshe, Amar El Aboteinu, Nabi Yakim Lakem, Yahuwah Elohekem, Mikareb Achekem, Kamoni, Alayu, Tishmaun, Kekol, Asher, Yidaber Alaykem, Wehaya, Kol ha-nefesh asher lo tishma el ha-nabi ahu ve-nekerta me-ameha. For Moses truly said to the fathers, "A prophet shall Yahuwah Elohim, shall the Lord your God raise up to you of your brethren like to me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say to you. And it shall come to pass that every soul that will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people." Kaburlakalu, Kaburludimtu, Kaburlakhailu, Kaburlakeramawi, Haile Selassie, by Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu, Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ.
Yes, I. Rastafari.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, Yemesken, Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Jesus Christos,
Justice, justice shalt thou follow. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdofa. Justice, 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 justice shalt thou follow. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdofa. That thou mayest live and inherit the land which Yahuwah Eloheka giveth thee. I. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdofa. Litma'ana tichyeh. We ya rashta eta areta asheria welo heka notena lak 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 lak.
There's a lot of work to be done. Oh gosh, give the promise.
Pull up.
Marcus, God's word come to pass. You can't get no food to eat. Can't get no money to spend. Oh. Can't get no food to eat. Can't get no money to spend. And you, hello, come to one call, oh, let me do what I can, for you and you alone, oh, you know the right and do it now. Right.
Judges and officers, Shoftim Weshotrim, Titain Leka the call, Shareka Asha Yahuwah Eloheka Notain Leka, Lishabat Eka, We Shaftu Eta Ha'am Mishpat As Erek. Judges and officers, shalt thou make thee, I, in all thy gates, Shoftim Weshotrim, Titain Leka. The call of Shareka, Asher Yahuwah Eloheka, Noten Leka. Tribe by tribe, and they shall judge the people with righteous judgment. Lishpat Eka, with Shaftu et Ha'am, Mishpat Sedek. Righteous judgment, Mishpat Sedek. Thou shalt not wrestle judgment. Thou shalt not respect persons, neither shalt thou take a gift. For a gift doth blind the eyes of the wise and pervert the words of the righteous. Lo tet'ah mishpat, lo tekir panim, ulo tik'ah shohad akiha shohad ye awir. Aynei hakamim we salef debrei tzadikim. Tzadikim. Debrei tzadikim, the words of the righteous. Justice, justice, tzedek, tzedek, shalt thou follow, tirdof. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. Justice, justice, shalt thou follow, that thou mayest live. Le ma'an. Tichyeh, tichyeh, that thou mayest live and inherit the land which Hashem thy Elohim giveth thee. We ya'areshta et ha'aretz asher Yahuwah Eloheka noten lach, noten lach. Judges, shoftim, shoftim. This subject follows immediately the exhortation to appear at Yerushalayim.
on the three festivals, the Shalosh Regalim, to emphasize that although every male went three times a year to the holy city where he could consult the judicial authorities, it was still obligatory to have judges in every city. Obligation, obligatory to have shofetim in every city. Shofetim with shotarim. Shofetim with shotarim. Judges and officers, shotarim. The shotarim, they execute the verdict of the shofetim. The shotarim execute the verdict of the shofetim. In all thy gates, in all thy gates, the call she'areka, she'areka, in all thy gates, which is to say in each town, tribe by tribe, thou shalt make thee judges, were to be appointed for each tribe separately as well as for each town. Lishbateka, lishbateka, v'shaftu et ha'am mishpot tzedek, tribe by tribe, and it says, and they shall judge the people with righteous judgments. Now, this principle right here is connected. Let's connect this right here as we are in the fifth book of Moshe, what's known as the Mishnah HaTorah, or the copy of the Torah, or the repetition of HaTorah, of the directions, the instruction, the teaching, and these directions and instructions being taught and given to a new generation, 40 years later, the new generation, the youths, the Israelite youths, once lost, now found, black and brown youths. And this principle is based on the first chapter, of the Sefer Devarim, the Hebrew book of Deuteronomy, chapter 1 at verse 17. And this connects right here, and this also brings out the context of Elohim. Elohim, when it's applied to the judges and to the officers, to those who are charged with the justice within Kol Yisrael and amongst Jah people. So we have Deuteronomy chapter 1 at verse 17. It says, ye shall not respect persons, in judgment. Ye shall hear the small and the great alike. Ye or y'all shall not be afraid of the face of any man. And this is the key phrase right here. For the judgment is God's, is the goods. Ki ha mishpat l'Elohim hu. Ki for ha mishpat, the justice, the judgment. Mishpat, justice, judgment. Ki ha mishpat l'Elohim, l'Elohim, l'Elohim is of Elohim hu. He, the justice, the judgment is his, is Elohim's. And the cause that is too hard for you, y'all shall bring to me, and I will hear it. Now we have verse 17, the small and the great alike. The judge, so this connects with the instruction to the judges, or the instruction to those who collectively are called and referred to in scriptures as the gods, or the Elohim, the Elohim. So when we have in, say, what's it, Psalm 82, regarding, I said, ye are gods, in the Hebraic context, that's also connected with the Israelite, the Israelitish, the judges and the officers. So we can say our judicial system, the true system, ki ha mishpat l'Elohim hu, right? For the judgment is Elohim's. So because of that charge to the shoftim and the shotarim, they were to carry out the written judgment, as we also have in Psalm 149, and in particular 149 verse 9. Connect the whole psalm, but just the epicenter at verse 9, the written judgment. So we have here the small and the great alike, the judge, the shofet, and the shoftim should consider a lawsuit involving the smallest sum as serious as one involving a great sum. In other words, I want to say, oh, that's just a little bit, you know, say one person says this person defrauded me of a small amount of money. And there's someone else that says, well, this person defrauded me out of a large amount of money. It's not that the shofet, the judge, or the shoftim, the judges, are to dismiss the small amount and give all attention to the great amount, as though the one who claims that they had been defrauded of a small amount was just a little bit. It's not that much. So just forget about it. We don't want to clog up the legal system. No. See, these things govern the true social order, you know, even by extension, the social media order, because the real medium is the tabernacle. So this is where the righteousness, the the order, right, is to be maintained from that testimony, that witness, which we have in the Torah. Right, so that Torah, so that means that the word, Jah word, his will, is center, the word in spirit, the logos in spirit and in truth. But these basic, you say, instructions, so it's not so much just the letter of the law, but what is the spirit of that letter? When it says, for the judgment is Elohim. So therefore, or Elohim, therefore the judges, the shoftim, were regarded rightly as the Elohim, especially because they had a sacred duty and a charge to carry out the written judgment without respect of persons in judgment, hearing the small and the great alike, and not being afraid of the face of any man, you know, giving regard to one man because of his face, his presence, his countenance, or who he may be, right, in society. But when it comes down to judgment, it's the written judgment, and it's the witnesses and everything being right and exact. You see, so when we talk about justice, no, some say no justice. No justice because they forget that the judgment is Elohim. And when you go astray from the spirit of Jah, you know, that the judgment is Elohim, then you would not have no justice, and then you would have no shalom. So this was to also maintain the shalom. So when we say shalom and shalom haberim, and we greet ones and ones with shalom, it's very important that we keep in mind the judgment. Right? And this does not mean that we go and just seek to point fingers or whatever, but there's a basic principle for our lives, for our reorientation, for our teshuva. Also, for the judgment is Elohim's. It is the will. Make our wills obedient to good influences, to the true God, right? The true good, the will of the true good, the true God. That justice be done on earth. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so he charged man with the task. We are charged, as man created in his image and after his likeness, with the task of executing his will. Now, before we can execute his will, this is very interesting because right here, in connection with Psalm 149 and 9, right, to execute that written judgment, to execute his will in spirit and in truth. If man, if a human being of humanity, if we tolerate injustice, then we will be unfaithful to the divine commission. There's a divine commission. Even with the great commission that we have in Matthew, the spirit and the truth of this is still in effect. In fact, it's even more in effect. Now, there's another part here. Now, this is Moshe. Moshe is giving this recollection, this testimony, this, we could say, speech, utterance, bearing witness, right, to this new generation of Israel. How did we get to this point? Where do we come from? What do we experience? Because it's important for the new generation to have their roots, right, you know, to know who they are as a people, right, and also the revelation, you know, the revelation. You know, because now the culture, when we talk about culture, the culture comes about by living out, we could say, the roots, right? The roots and the spirit and the truth of the word. That's where the culture really comes from. So when we look at holy Ethiopia and that biblical Ethiopia, that testimony of Ethiopia that's been testified to far and near, we could say at one time when it was that hidden empire, you know, before we can say, you know, the modernity and then before also the godless and creeping coup circa 1974, 75. We look at Ethiopia and many ones have witnessed that biblical liberty, that biblical culture and noted that such as the highland, Tigre, Amhara, you know, culture was that biblical, you know, was that biblical type being lived out. So when we're speaking about, okay, Ethiopian culture and the culture of his majesty, it is based on this logic, this word, these roots. All right? So also justice is so very important because as Burhan Salanseh says in that audio clip when he said, you say every law is illegal, he said every law that is not Jah law and not in conformity with Jah law and his will is illegal, is really not lawful. Right, so here we have chapter 1. In chapter 1, mention is being made, right, of how Moshe appointed judges, the shoftim, to assist him in the settling of social differences and social, we could say, disorders or social trials and tribulation, but the social differences. Now, it says that he did not delegate to them his function of propagating the Dibrei Elohim. So it was still in Moses and Moshe's purview to propagate, to put forward the word of Elohim. Yet it was the appointment of the shoftim and also the shoftarim, but the shoftarim are connected with the shoftim, the judges, to assist Moshe in the settling of the social differences. Moshe personally promulgated and propagated the teaching of HaTorah to the people in accordance with what Jethro, his father-in-law, his Midianite father-in-law, had counseled him. And we have this from Exodus chapter 18, verse 20. If you recall, Jethro, Yitro, Yotor, where he gave counsel to Moses, because Moses was staying up from morning to evening, and all the people will come to him with all their cases, and he alone was adjudicating their cases. And Jethro, seeing that situation of his son-in-law, gave him good advice. His, we could say, his Ethiopian, Hebrew, right, Midianite father-in-law gave him good advice, and we can see how it connects with the revelation as well as the history. And so here, in this particular Torah portion, where we're at in this 48th Torah portion, Shoftim is connected with what we just mentioned with Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17, especially that phrase, for the judgment is Elohim's. Ki ha-mishpat le-Elohim hu, for the judgment is Elohim's. So now what we have here now is a further articulation and giving certain principal details right here. So this paragraph is a short mini paragraph. It's the first words, and we have the first three verses, which forms in some of the Masoretic Bible here. We're looking at the Chumash, a small, we call it a bait, like a mini house, a paragraph. We have verses 18, verses 19, and verse 20. So we just touched on the Hebrew first words with Judges in verse 18, Deuteronomy chapter 16, 18, on the judges, the officers, what it means in all thy gates, tribe by tribe, or throughout the tribes. Now in verse 19 it reads, thou shalt not rest judgment, R-W-R-E-S-T, rest. It's like short for wrestle. So in other words, we are not to wrestle with judgment. Why? Or as Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 17 says, that key phrase, ki ha mishpotim le'Elohim hu, for the judgment is, le'Elohim is of Elohim. So we are not to wrestle, because if we wrestle with his judgment, then we are wrestling with Elohim. Thou shalt not respect persons, or literally in the Hebrew, faces, right? Do not respect persons, faces, partiality. In other words, thou shalt not have partiality to faces. Thou shalt not respect persons, neither shalt thou take a gift. In Ethiopia, there is this epidemic of what they call the gubo. So the Ethiopians, no doubt, will speak on that. If you ask them, they might share with you. Especially, it's lamented that politics, and to get anything done, you have to almost like bribe someone. And this doesn't mean that it's widespread necessarily, but it has infected, especially since the godless and creeping coup of 1974-75, various politics on that particular level as concerned. Just to give an example of that. Now I say post 74-75, because prior to that, such gifts and bribes were not tolerated because of the orientation, the biblical scriptural groundation of the kingdom of Negus, the kingdom of the King of Kings. Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So we have that testimony. And it's interesting that here, with the appointment of judges, and speaking to judges and officers, right? Judges and officers. We can say the judicial authorities, the judicial system. So we talk about justice. If we want justice in order to have shalom, well, this is the code. We're going to have to get on code. The first thing we need to do is to read it, to hear it, to reason on it, to further study it, right, to be searching it out and researching it and come make a reason, right, because this is very basic, but it's very much principle here. Thou shalt not respect persons. The judge, the shofet, individual judge, or the shoftim, the judges, must treat both litigants alike during the proceedings. He should not let one stand and the other sit, for example. I know that might be a small thing. Now, there might be some extenuating cases and special circumstances, but let that be for those really special circumstances, all right? But not to show partiality, right, or respect to one above the next, right? And this is why even in the latter-day judicial system, there's a principle and a process of recusing. One recuses themselves because they may be too close to either one or the other of the litigants. So another impartial shofet, judge, or shoftim must be brought in. Neither shalt thou take a gift. even if the judge intends to act impartially and pronounce a just verdict. So the judge might say, okay, I just took the gift because it went off the gift, and that had no bearing on my verdict, and my verdict would be or was or will be, it depends on at what point this might be checked. Another point about this is checks and balances, right? Neither shall thou take a gift. You know, so one might say, well, who do you think I am? I won't be partial, you know, to this one or that one. I will pronounce a just verdict. Yes, that may be true, but since one is ruling on behalf, remember, le'elohim, ki ha-mishpot le'elohim hu. This is why the judges had that honor, because they would represent the carrying out of his will on earth, so that there would be peace on earth and goodwill among men. See, so the law is very, very important, and Jah law is most important. It says the words of the righteous, the words which have been described as righteous. What words are described as righteous? The judgments revealed on Sinai. So when it says right here, the words pervert the words of the righteous, one might think that, well, this is speaking of the words of like righteous people and righteous men and people. In the first application, it's speaking of the words of the revelation at Sinai of the judgments. Those words, the words that were revealed of the judgment, especially we have that in Exodus. All right. Now, bringing us to this verse right here, just going over some of the basics right here and then getting some more of the details as we go through the Shavua and to reason and take notes and come, make we reason on it. But this is just some of the basic, we say 411. So we have the judges, the officers. We have that re-emphasis of impartiality, and that impartiality was both to how one would treat both of the litigants, and also how the judge and the justice system would receive no gifts. And this doesn't have anything to do with the individual, say, judge, you know, as being impartial or accusing that because a judge receives a gift. But if you're in the process of litigating a case and one of the litigants gives you a gift, or if both of them do, you might be swayed. And even if you are not swayed, still, it's like a slander in that sense. It would almost be considered to almost be like a blasphemy to Jah and to his law, because one can always, it's like you're giving opportunity to the accuser, the adversary, to say, hey, you see, you know, one received a gift, and here they were supposed to receive a gift. You see, so the argument would not be that the judge or that the person. See, sometimes we will argue like, well, yeah, I know that's written there, but I'm an honest person, and that doesn't apply to me. If one is a judge, according to one's role and responsibility, according to Jah order, it does apply. You see what I'm saying? Even if one in their own self would be impartial and pronounce a just verdict, and because it goes against the words of the righteous, which also includes this word here regarding the judges not taking any bribe. Now, what's interesting right here is this is speaking both, I would say both to the prospective and respective judges and officers, but it's also speaking to the people. All right? Even if they're not judges and officers, this is still, you could say, the order. All right? This is still the order. So this, in a sense, must exist as a basic 411, having not wrestling judgment, not wrestling judgment, not having respect to persons, not taking a gift, right? For a gift, it blinds the eyes of the wise and perverts the words of the righteous. Now, justice shalt thou follow. Now, I know the KJV, I think it says altogether, that which is altogether righteous, thou shalt follow, something of that. I don't have the KJV in front of me right here, but I'm looking at the Chumash, and with the translation with the Hebrew on the side. In the Hebrew, we have tzedek, tzedek, tirdof. Tzedek, 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 righteous or justice, justice. That word also in many translations is righteous, because righteous, justice, but the Hebrew word still is tzedek, tzedek, tzedek. In this context, it would be justice, justice, tirdof. Justice, justice, shalt thou pursue. In the sense of follow, it's follow with the sense of to pursue. Right, like the Dina Rodif, the law of the pursuer, to pursue. So justice. Now notice the twice mention of it. That doesn't really come out in the KJV translation. I think that which is altogether righteous, it takes the double tzedek as a sort of a superlative. So when it says tzedek and tzedek, the KJV translates as that which is like altogether righteous, right? Righteous in that sense. But the more correct would be justice. or righteous, but in a sense, since this is speaking in the Hebraic lawful sense, or it's a judicial sense, in the Hebraic judicial sense, justice shalt thou follow, tzedek, tzedek terdof. This is addressed to the litigants that they should always speak the truth. So in a Hebraic kind of a court, this is also addressed to the litigants, the both parties in the case, that they should always speak ha-emet, that which is emet, that which is truth. And the repetition of justice denotes whether it would be to their advantage or disadvantage. And tzedek, if it's to your advantage, speak justice, speak that which is right. Tzedek, if it's to your disadvantage, speak justice, speak what is just, speak what is right, what is righteous. So tzedek is interpreted and may be received as speaking to both the litigants, and the double repetition of justice or tzedek is that both of them should pursue that which is righteous, that which is just, whether it's to their advantage or whether it's to their disadvantage as they present their case. That they should seek a reliable tribunal to decide their case is also interpreted and applied to this particular verse here in Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 20. The repeated word justice is an exhortation both to the judge and the litigant. Right? So both the judge or the judges and the litigants, the judges, the officers, and the litigants. So all involved. Right? So the first responsibility, of course, directly would be the judges and the officers. But since this is for Israel, this is for I, this is why we have access to this, why it's called a repetition of HaTorah. This is why it says, speak to the children of Israel. Right? This is why Moshe here, he is repeating, right? Or this was Deuteronomy, going over the law, the rules, the regulations, we could say the order, right? The code, right? So they can be on code, be in code. So the code will be in them and they will live it out. This is why it says, that thou mayest live. Lim'an tichyeh, that thou mayest live and inherit the land. For there is no greater danger to the stability of the national life of Kol Yisrael, right, and Jah people, than injustice. To the national life, and we can say also to the individual life. But looking at this collectively in the context when it says, I call Yisrael, call She'areka, right, in all your gates. Bekol She'areka, in all your gates. Now, that's the first part right there that focuses on the first words and a basic reasoning from the Hebraic perspective, highlighting some areas that if you're just looking at the KJV, you might not see this right there on the surface of the KJV, but still the King James Version, especially in the study software, the Blue Letter Bible, where you can get past, you could say like the web page of the King James Version, get past the page, and you can get into the code. When I say the code, the Hebrew words, KJV provides at least a very good context for a basic, you know, a basic discipleship, a basic crossing, you say crossing that river Jordan, so to speak, right, and entering in, right, to the land where you really are able to see, okay, for example, justice shalt thou follow, that which is altogether righteous, you know, thou shalt follow, you know. So we see the difference with the KJV there. But looking at the Hebrew, the tzedek, tirdof, that those three words right there is like a principle. It's like, you know, how you go in a court place and you might see something either written or something that is said. Right, this is one of those things. It's a basic principle. Justice shalt thou follow. But like I said, the word tirdof, like radaf, or radef, right, is more to pursue. So it's that we should pursue justice. Right, we should pursue justice, not just wait for justice in that sense to happen, but be about it. Be about justice.
Righteousness, we say. Every ghetto youth, stand up and play a part. Stand up for something, or you're gonna fall for anything. Listen to me. Righteousness, we say. Righteousness, we say. Every ghetto youth, stand up and play a part. Stand up for something, or you're gonna fall for anything. Listen to me. Righteousness, we say. Righteousness, we say. Righteousness, every ghetto youth, stand up and play a part. Stand up and play a part. Stand up and play a part.
Justice shalt thou follow, tzedek tirdof, justice, 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 shalt thou follow. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdofa, that thou mayest live and inherit the land which Yahuwah Eloheka giveth thee. I. Tzedek, tzedek, tirdofa, litma'ana tichyeh. We ya rashta eta ha'areta asheri Yahuwah Eloheka notena lak, 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 lak.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men.
Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. Then shall ye return, and discern between the righteous and the wicked, and the wicked, and the wicked, between him that serveth God, serveth God, and him that serveth him not, serveth him not, serveth him not. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not, him that serveth him not.
Scout it, oh no.
Shabbat, Shabbat Shoftim, Shalom. Senbet Farajoch, Shalom. Shabbat Anoki, Anoki, Hu, Shalom. Sabbath, I, He, I, even I am He, this Sabbath, He of comfort. So first things first, let's go to some of the basics overview. We had some continuity points from the 47th during the previous Shabuot and the previous strong, the previous week, and going through from the Re'eh, the 47th sabbatical study for the previous, even some of the questions, I think it was 60-something, 62, sometimes 60-something questions. Here we got 72. So here, let's begin right here on the After the Shabbat podcast right here with the Torah portion, the summary here, with the manna, the angel's bread. This angel's bread here as we pick up with Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 16, focus verse 18 to chapter 21, verse 9. Here from the Torah reading, Deuteronomy chapter 16, focus verses, verse 18 to chapter 21, verse 9. Chapter 21, verse 9. Then we have in the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, the Nabim, modern Hebrew, Nabim, prophets, ancient pointing, Nabim, the prophet's reading, which is called the Haftarah, companion reading to the Torah reading, is Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 12 to chapter 52, verse 12. And the theme for the Haftarah, the prophet's reading, for these 7 weeks, these 7 Sabbaths, we have the 7th Sabbath of comfort as we trod towards the new year, Hebraically speaking, the lunar solar new year, according to the order. So here we have the 4th Shabbat of comfort, that is the Sabbath, I am He, Sabbath, Anoki, Hu. In the Brit Chadasha, in the renewed covenant, called the new covenant reading, we have right here, we have John's Gospel according to Yohanan, John's Gospel chapter 1, focus verses 19 to verse 27, along with Acts of the Apostles, focus verses chapter 3, right? Chapter 3, focus verses 22 to 23 right here. So some of the summary themes here in this 48th sabbatical study is the 40 days. We have 40 days here. So we're in the sixth moon, the sixth month, Hebraically. And when we come to the seventh, this is when the fall, what's called the fall festival season, or the third of the three pilgrim festivals, where we have the last three of the 7 Mo'edim. Mo'edim in the Hebrew, Mo'ed. Mo'ed is an appointment, right? Appointed time, appointed place. The feasts and the festivals, appointments of Jehovah that we have listed in Leviticus, even Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 23 gives an overview, right, for those feasts and those festivals that occur in what we call the in-season. The in-season from the first moon, the first month, the month of months, the moon of moons, from the month of Abib, where we have Pesah, Passover, right, to right here, moving to the sixth month in the time of the 40 days of Teshuvah. Teshuvah is repentance, or making that turn, turning from I and I astray ways and aligning I and I self to the path. V'zoh ha-derek, and this is the way, truth, and life of the King of Kings Christ. So here, some of the themes briefly is the 40 days of Teshuvah. So from the sixth month, the sixth moon, that's now called Elul. Now the names that we have for the Hebrew, the Judaic months, they come in after the return from the Babylonian exile. So you'll hear us referring to it both as, for example, we're in the sixth moon, the sixth month, right? Also, it's called Elul, right? We're moving forward to the seventh moon, the seventh month, that is also called, in the later times, it was called Tishri, right? So we want ones and ones, our brothers and sisters, become familiar with both, that the names of the months, the only month that was named in HaTorah, right, according to the Torah, was Abib, right, A-B-I-B, KJV has it more correctly, you know, pointed, at least from the Afro-Asiatic. In the modern Jews and modern Hebrew, we'll say Aviv, but Abib is the only month, the month of barley from the first growths, right? The first sprouts, barley grows faster than the wheat. And this is one of the reasons for that first month with Passover being known as Abib. And then we trod through in season for 7 months, 7 moons. So here we're at a transitional phase here as we are heading into the feasts and the festivals at the end of the year, right? So we have the earlier harvest, and so here for the land, in the sense of living in the land, this will be the time of the latter harvest. So like the first rains, and these are the latter rains. So here we're coming into the time of the year where the sun cycle is ending, right? The sun is about to go through another different cycle, and we know the winter moons, what's often referred to as the winter moons, will be coming in after the fall festival season, after the season of tabernacles. That includes three main appointments. What are these three appointments? The Day of Trumpets, known as Yom Teruah. And in the later tribe was called Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, which is the head of the year, the Judaic Hebraic New Year. It basically corresponds with the Ethiopia Kingdom of God New Year, right? It's what we call Judaically, Hebraically as the civil New Year, because the Holy New Year began 7 months earlier, right, with Abib, with Pesach, right? So this is what it means by in season, out of season. So first we have the 7 months, 7 moons, which are the churchical. We call it churchical. The church is the assembly. As Stephen said in Acts of the Apostles, the church, right, and with the angel that was with them in the church in the wilderness. Church, from the Hebrew perspective, means an assembly, a called out assembly, being called out to come together, to gather, to observe, as we do even here on the ear for the Shabbat time, as the Shabbat is the first of the holy days, right, the holidays, the holy days, the set times. So here we have the 40 days of Teshuvah, the 40 days of soul searching here, beginning with the 6 months, the 6 moon of Elul, and going all the way to, we reach Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement. So being made whole, another theme here from this 48th sabbatical study, being made whole, being made complete, holistic, holy in the sense of holistic, complete. Next theme here, guarding your heart. Right? Why is it important to guard your heart? It's interesting, we had a reasonment on which psalm was it in the previous light. It was 94, right? And speaking on guarding, right? How we're to guard our heart. It says, let not thy heart, you know, be troubled. In other words, it's in our power to not allow our heart to be troubled. He says to love him with all of our heart, with all of our soul, and in some translation, with all of our might. Me'odeka. 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 Me'od means like much. So when John created man, right, and we say the human being, male and female, he created them on the sixth day, according to HaTorah, Bereshit, Genesis 1, he said not only was the day Tov, Tawab, Tov, but it was Tov Me'od. It was very good, Me'od. That's the same word that's used right in the Shema, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4 and to verse 9, those verses there, where it says to love Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be he, Baruch, blessed Hashem, blessed be the name. We're to love him with all of our hearts. So that means the heart. Our heart is in our management. I'm going to say management instead of control, instead of using the term control. Already too many trolls out there, right? But instead of using control, it's in our management. Let us create man, right, in our image and after our likeness, male and female, he created them. So guarding our heart and guarding the issues, right, what comes out of our heart, that is our responsibility. Our duty as well, right, to truth. What is our duty to Ha-Emet? What is our duty to Emet? When we say Emmet, even as a name, there's a name Emmet. We know of that martyr amongst I and I people, Emmett Till. Right? Well, that name Emmet is Hebrew, and the word Emmet means truth. And when we add the definite article, ha Emmet, right? Ha Emmet, the truth, right? Emito, emito, his truth. What is our duty to the truth, to the veritas, to the really real reality? Another theme here for the 48th sabbatical study is pursuing righteousness. Pursuing, listen to the language, pursuing, right? They were pursuing him. You know, they were looking for him. They kept hunting him. They kept pursuing, right, that man right there, using this as an example. But the Torah here teaches us that we are to pursue, right, pursue righteousness. And there's a key word, there's a key phrase. Let's just share this right here, a key word, a key phrase that gets somewhat translated, turned around in the KJV. Let's first share this audible and then go through the example right here.
Justice, justice shalt thou follow. Tzedek, tzedek tirdof. Justice, 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 justice. Justice, justice shalt thou follow. Tzedek, tzedek tirdof. That thou mayest live and inherit the land which Yahuwah Eloheka giveth thee. Tzedek, tzedek tirdof. Live ma'ana tichyeh.
Justice, justice shalt thou follow, or, bringing it out more Hebraically, justice, justice thou shalt pursue. Justice, justice. So here we're in Deuteronomy chapter 16. We pick up here with the 48th sabbatical study, the Mem Chet, 48th sabbatical study here in chapter 16 at verse 18. Now I'm going to give you the Hebrew, like from the Hebrew read, and you can compare this with the KJV right here. It says judges here, judges and officers shalt thou make thee in all thy gates, that the Lord thy God, that Jehovah thy Elohim, giveth thee tribe by tribe, and they shall judge the people with righteous judgment. Shoftima v'shotrima titena lecha b'kol she'areka asher Yahuwah Eloheka noten lecha lisha v'ateka v'shaftu et ha'am mishpata. Tzedek. That's the Hebrew full of full. Now, KJV brings us out as judges and officers shalt thou make thee in all thy gates that Yahuwah Eloheka giveth thee throughout thy tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. Now, there's a little bit difference right here, because here it says tribe by tribe. The first portion is like to the KJV, but looking at the Hebrew and comparing the Hebrew side by side, tribe by tribe, and they shall judge the people with righteous, with what? Righteous judgment. Now here it says they shall judge the people with just judgment. Here's the key thing. The word just and the word righteous, though we might have one area of the Bible where we have righteous over here, we have another area of the Bible where it uses just. From the Hebrew, it's one and the same. In the Hebrew, we have this expression right here, right? It says mishpat, mishpat, mishpat is judgment, tzedek, tzedek is righteous. As we have like Melchizedek, Malkiah, tzedek, we have tzedek, righteous, right? We have the sense of righteous or even a sense of just and justice. Mishpat is the word more for judgment, often for judgment. So the judgment is to be just. The judgment is to be righteous. And it goes on to say in verse 19, here from the Chumash, from the more of the Hebrew read, from the Chumash here, it says, thou shalt not wrest judgment. Now that word wrest means wrestle.
just to bring that out, rest. Because we say it in English, if you don't read it, and you might think it means like rest, like I took a rest. No, it's like rest in the sense of wrestle. So more, it's old King Jamesian kind of English. More fully, more better, it should say, thou shalt not wrestle judgment. Thou shalt not wrestle law. Right? Tatah mishpat. Law. Tatah. To wrestle in the sense of like twisting. Wrestle. Like bending it out of shape, so to speak. Law tatah mishpat. Lo tatah mishpat, thou, the eye, shall not wrestle, right, or twist, wrestle, what? Wrestle judgment, mishpat, the judgment, because the judgment is ha'ilahim, it's ha'elohim. It goes on to say, thou shall not respect persons. Lo takir panim. Lo takir panim. Now, takir is an interesting word, right? Why is it an interesting word? Because we use this kind of word, this kind of expression, like makir, takir. Takir is like to recognize, right? It's to recognize. Like if I say right now to somebody like in Hebrew, even modern Hebrew, I say, you know, takir bevakasha et achi. Right? I'm saying, let me introduce you, please let me introduce you to my brother. Takir bevavakesha, bevavakesha et achi or ach sheli, brother my, or achi, my brother. Takir is like to say, let me introduce. So the sense of let me introduce so that you can recognize. So the sense here where it says, thou shalt not respect persons, literally in the Hebrew, directly in the Hebrew, saying, lo takir panim. In other words, like we use it in the Hebrew, takir, like introduce, like cause you to recognize this person or that person. You are not to recognize faces. It says, thou shalt not respect persons directly. You shall not have a recognition of faces. So a judge or the judges, right, who in the Hebrew, Hebraic sense, are referred to collectively as the Elohim. This is where a lot of people get twisted over Psalm 82, verse 6. I have said ye are gods. I have said ye are Elohim. Because they haven't asked those fundamental questions. Who is speaking and who is being spoken to? Who is speaking and who is being spoken to? See, the context of Psalm 82, where it says, I have said ye are gods, it's an Israelite psalm. It's not an everybody psalm. Right, because the Torah basically tells us, right, we're not to follow after other people's ways, but follow after he who be who he be, Jehovah's ways. Right? So right here, to bring out this sense of it right here as we compare and contrast. So when you read Psalm 82, it's speaking of the corrupt judges, the corrupt shoftim, right, amongst Yisrael, amongst Yasharala. It's speaking about how there was malpractice of Yahweh, truth and life, and Yah's judgments and regulations among Yisrael for and by Yisrael. So this is like a real I point right here when we're talking about Psalm 82, verse 6. A lot of people have all these kind of interesting, but Hebraically speaking, they're foreign and they're goofy. From a Hebrew perspective, it's speaking about some other gods. It's speaking about some angels who are like some Elohim. All that's nonsense. But the reason why people get the nonsense is because they don't study the true sense of HaTorah, right? They don't, they have forsaken or they haven't learned to accept, right, the Torah of our mother, right? The Torah. The Torah in that sense is I mother. As Rabbeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach said, he said that wisdom, right? Wisdom, chokmah, she is justified by all of her children. So we have to study to shew ourselves approved. So bringing out verse 19, thou shalt not wrestle judgment. Thou shalt not have respect, regard, or recognition of faces. Thou shalt not have a recognition of faces. Lo takir panim. Panim is faces. As some of the elders and some of the men say, I watch face. What? Wash face. Neither shalt thou take a gift, neither velo tikach, shohad, shochad. Neither shall you take a shochad. What is a shochad? Shochad is a bribe. Shochad. Velo, and no, and not. Velo tikach. Velo tikach. Tikach. Tikach, to take, like to receive, to take. Shochad, to take a gift. But this gift here is a bribe. Why? Ki ha shochad, for a gift, for a bribe. Ye'avir aynei hakamin. Because a bribe doth blind. Doth blind. Ye'avir. 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 Ki ashochada ye'avir aynei hakamin. Aynei. Aynei. Aynei is the eyes. Hakamin. The hakamin are the wise. So a bribe, what does a bribe do? He says, don't take a bribe. Why? Because a bribe, ye'avir. Ye'avir, ancient pointing, ye'avir. Modern Hebrew, ye'avir. Ye'avir aynai hakamim. Hakamim. It blinds. It blinds the eyes. The aynai hakamim of the hakamim. Who are the hakamim? Those of chokmah. Right? Remember, wisdom is justified. Yeshua, Rabbeinu, says wisdom is made righteous. Right, by all of her children. For a gift doth blind the eyes of the wise. So taking a bribe, kia ha shochad, taking a shochad, ye'avir aynai hakamim, it will blind your eyes. And pervert, via salef, visalef, or we yisalef, modern Hebrew, visalef. It perverts, right? It perverts the words, divrei, the words of tzadikim, the words of the tzadikim, of the tzadikim, right? It perverts the words of the righteous. Now, this brings us here to this verse right here, right? Because we have the first words, you know, the judges, this Shabbat Shoftim. First words is shoftim v'shotarim, judges and officers, the shoftim, and the shotarim, judges and the shadas, judges and the officers, shalt thou make thee in all thy gates. But here we have this first paragraphical, verses 18, 19, and 20 to give the context. And here is this verse here that, look at the King James Version. It says, that which is altogether just shalt thou follow, that thou mayest live and inherit the land that Yahweh Loheka Jehovah thy Elohim giveth thee. That's the KJV. Now here, bringing out the Hebraic, my translation alongside, side by side. First the Hebrew, right? First we have the Hebrew right here. Tzedek, tzedek terdof. Justice, justice shalt thou follow. Tzedek, edek, justice, justice, or righteousness. Justice in one translation, or righteousness. Righteousness, righteousness. The just, that which is just, that which is justice, that which is righteous, righteousness. Tzedek, tzedek, terdof. Now, terdof, right, it comes from radaf. Radaf, radaf, what does radaf mean? Radaf mean to pursue. Not just to follow in a casual sense, but to actively pursue, right? In a sense, in some senses of the psalm, we use the same word where, like, Dawid and I say that how they pursue after me. They pursue after my soul, like they run down. A good word to use to bring out the spirit of the Hebrews, like run down. Well, not run down in the sense of belittle it, make it less, but to chase it down, to pursue it, to be in hot pursuit. You hear when they say, we're in hot pursuit. Remember, for us, for Yasharala, for Yisrael, this is our own judges and officers. This is our own law, and this is our own law enforcement system. Tzedek, tzedek terdof. So for the judges and the officers, this is the primary instruction for those who are shoftim and those who are shotarim, right? Those who are the shofet and those who are the shoters, or the shadas, so to speak. Here, tzedek, tzedek terdof. Justice, justice shalt thou follow, shalt thou eagerly pursue. be in hot pursuit. Why? That thou mayest live. Lima'an tichyeh. Lima'an, so that lima'an tichyeh. 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 That you may chaya, chaya. Chai, chai. Yes, I. Chai. Chai is life. Chayim. Living, right? The living ones, right? Here we have tichyeh, 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 lima'an tichyeh, so that you may live, so that I may live. V'yarashta et ha'aretzah, that thou mayest live and inherit, and inherit. V'yarashta, v'an yarashta. Yarashta, that you may inherit et ha'aret, that you may inherit the aret, right, the land. V'yarashta et ha'aret asher Yahuwah Eloheka, that he who be who he be, asher Yahuwah Eloheka, that he who be who he be, thy Elohim, right, notain, giveth, in a sense, even the sense of giving, right, giveth, but not just a past sense, it's like a now ad infinitum. So even while they were in the wilderness, he was notain. Hashem was notain, lock. He was given to the eye. He's giving this land even to I. Right? So it's not just like a past tense sense, but giveth, that he is giving and that he will give. Now, another important note right here, in this section right here, when it says judges and officers, we are still speaking in the sense of the singularity. What do we mean by the singularity? It's still speaking to all of Yisrael, especially the sons of Israel, especially the mandam, the b'nei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, as one man, all as one man. And this foreshadows the Brit Chadasha sense, where we are members, right, of the church, of the body, and Moshiach, right, is Ayin Ayin head. And Moshiach's head is Yahuwah Eloheinu. So throughout this, it's still speaking to every man individually. So in hearing these instructions from an intelligent Hebrew perspective, we know that it's speaking to all of us, but it's speaking to each one of us individually and all of us collectively. So those two are intimately, like, it's like a sacred geometric weaving of this thought, this idea. So speaking to all of the sons, right, and especially to those who would be judges and officers. So it's not just to the judges and officers, but it's to the rank and file Israelite, right, of what the precepts, what are the precepts for justice, right, within the land, right? That's why it says, they shall judge the people with righteous judgment, not their own judgment. So in Psalm 82, verse 6, where it says, I have said ye are Elohim, this is very easily understood and understood by any Torah observant student who is studying the Hebrew, right, with proper instruction. You see it right there in the Hebrew. We see it right there in Exodus. We see it right there in the previous, right, where the judges, right, they are agents, the judges, our judges and officers are agents, not even just of the state, they are agents of Yahuwah Eloheinu, they are agents of he who be who he be, Ayin Ayin Elohim. But notice, this is not given to the judges secretly, this is given to all of Yisrael. So when it says, thou shalt not wrestle judgment, like wrestle, twist, judgment. This is spoken both to the people and to the potential judges and officers. Thou shalt not respect persons, have a regard or recognition. Thou shalt not have facial recognition. That's what the judges, perfect point here, especially since we talk about facial recognition nowadays, right, and the new technology. Well, the judges and the officers are not to have facial recognition. You know, imagine somebody did a crime. And here come the judges and the officers coming along, right? And I'm the one who did the crime. So I said, hey, you know me, you know who I am, right? Yeah, you so-and-so, yeah, this is so-and-so. That means that even though they might recognize I did this crime, right, here's how judgment gets twisted, gets perverted. because there's a respect of persons. And when we read Psalm 82, that's the first lick in Psalm 82. How long will you keep doing this? Will you be having respect of persons? So one person you know in Israel because he's a family member, related, he's your brethren, and you're a judge or officer, so you let him get away with crime, with violence, with unrighteousness. But then somebody else you don't know, right? You charge them with the crime, but you let your friend go because you recognize your friend's face. And notice how people do that. Notice how we people do that. Don't you know me? You know me, right? You met me. You know, like you're trying to get in the club. Imagine you're trying to get in the club, right? So because they don't let the people in on the list, and somebody come by that you know, say, hey, don't you know me? And then sometimes what that person would do, that person might speak to the bouncer or speak to the gate person, the gate man or woman or whoever, and say, oh, let them in. I know them. You can come in. Slide and go through. And sometimes, you know, when that happens, what happens? One person might say, well, so-and-so is with me too. Can they come in as well? And boom, they come in. Now, if that happens at a club, a dance, or something like that, hey, it all depends on what that's about. That's a total different thing. What I'm seeking to share with is because of that facial recognition, which is called here in the Torah and in this 48th sabbatical study here in Deuteronomy chapter 16 at verse 19, that is called respect of persons. Literally in the Hebrew, that is regard or recognition to faces. Directly it says, lo takir panim, lo takir panim, lo takir fanim. You're not to recognize faces, neither shalt thou take a bribe. It says gift, right? It says gift, right? Right? People, everybody like gifts. But this is a bribe. This is not just a gift. This is a bribe. Thou shalt not take a bribe. Right? Why? Because a bribe doth blind the eyes of the wise. So the judge or the officer could be very wise. But once they receive a bribe, right? Like if you bribe a judge or officer and they're about to sentence you, you're like, wait, hold on. Can't speak to you, Your Honor, can't speak to you? Yo, I gave you such and such, so you can let me off this. You know what I'm saying? So that means even though their eyes tell them what the wise judgment is, that bribe, it blinds them. And it perverts the words of righteousness. Basically, the words of righteousness is Yahuwah Eloheinu's Torah. So that means that the agents of Torah, the Shoftim and the Shotarim, right, taking that bribe, being partial, right, who are they harming and injuring? Well, they're injuring Kol Yisrael, all of Ayinai. But firstly and foremostly, they are injuring the ones who they are agents of. So the judges and the officers are agents of Yahuwah Eloheinu. Therefore, they are called collectively according to Torah, the Elohim. Right? Not individually, but collectively, they are the Elohim. Not angels that rule over foreign nations. Not some assembly of gods off some Anunnaki or some other kind of wacky-tacky. That has nothing to do with it. And see, most of them can't see it because they haven't studied it. They're depending on the translation, right? And a translation can be a stepping stone, but what's happening because of lack of study to shoot themselves approved, they're stumbling over it. So we don't stumble over this as well. So justice, justice shall thou follow. This is addressed to the litigants that they should always speak the truth. So when a case is risen up, right, the shoftim and the shotrim, right, not only must they follow this, but also those who are litigants in a case, right? So this is also used in the tried and tradition to address those who are coming to the court. You know, as they say, in God we trust, in the courts, whatever, we would have tzedek tzedek tirdof. Justice, justice, righteousness, shalt thou follow, shalt thou pursue. This is addressed to the litigants, that they should always speak the truth. And the repetition of justice, tzedek, the repetition of justice, of righteousness, it denotes whether it would be to their advantage or disadvantage. So we should always speak the truth, especially in the court of Torah, right? Especially, right, in matters of justice. Always, but especially, even if speaking that truth, right, is to your advantage or even if it's to your disadvantage. You know, sometimes we don't want to say nothing because we're like, if I say this, then they're going to ask, how do I know? And then once they ask that, they're going to know I was a part of it, so I'm not going to say nothing. Right? That is wickedness. That's twisting. That's twisting justice. That's having respect of persons. That is basically also accepting a bribe. And see, accepting a bribe is not just physically accepting a bribe or a gift, but sometimes one might say something or not say something because they expect somebody else to look out for them. You know what I'm saying? They expect to get it a little bit later on. That they should seek a reliable tribunal to decide their case is also the meaning of tzedek terdof. So, you know, the venue is always important. You hear this sometime in Western Gentile law that in part has been derived in a Frankenstein way from HaTorah. You know, in modern law, they might say, oh, well, you know, this is going to be tried in another circuit or another area. It's not going to be tried here in this area because, you know, ones might fear that their client or ones and ones might not get a fair trial. So they're going to move the venue somewhere else. That is also and can be also a sense of tzedek terdof, justice thou shalt follow, seeking a reliable tribunal, right, to decide their case. The repeated word justice, the repeated word tzedek, is an exhortation. It's a build. It's a build. It's a strengthen. It's a build up. Both HaShofet and the Shoftim, the judge and the judges, as well as the litigants, as well as those who are presenting their case for or against, you know, the other, whatever, right? And the reason for this is that you may live. Because when there's no justice, right, in the community, then people are going to do what? They're going to, as they say, take justice, so to speak, into their own hands. Right? And that can mean whatever they feel, whatever they think, whatever the passion is at the moment. That I may live and inherit the land. For there is no greater danger to the stability of a nationhood, life, and liberty. Again, there is no greater danger to the stability of national life, of national liberty, than injustice. Than injustice. And I submit to you, even though we know the Babylonian system, you know, has a lot of ups and downs, folly and underground, but even they sometimes pretend, and sometimes they actually more or less depends on it's a big system, you know, to have some sense of justice. You know what I mean? You know, have a system there that sometimes, because the structure is there, sometimes it can get a good verdict. I'm not saying that it does many times, all the times, and many times regarding Yasharala and Yisrael, but we even know there are cases, right, where because there were certain things hard and fast, and even we could even hold the hater and the racist to certain things because it was at least there in the system, right? And this is why John is speaking these words to us, and this is why I and I must study these things so we can get it in I and I system. Right? Doesn't mean that we're going to be able to roll out a perfect system, you know, today or tomorrow or even the day after tomorrow. But the first thing we have to do is become familiar with it, right, and reason on it. Right here, brothers and sisters and brothers, just some opening words right here, right, since we have some catch-up to do here in this 48th sabbatical study, since we were segueing from the 47th. Right, from the 47th. One more word right here, looking at the time. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 134, here in the season. And what's interesting about the 134th psalm, some say it's greetings in the temple. And if I'm correct, the psalm only has a couple of verses. I think about two or three verses to it. Right, it's interesting. So we're going to just push on right here, brothers and sisters, in this Torah reading and feeding for this Shavua. For this sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Shoftim, is about establishing tzedek, justice, righteousness in the land.
Justice, shalt thou follow. Tzedek, tirtof. Justice, shalt thou follow. Tzedek, Tzedek, Atirdofa. That thou mayest live and inherit the land which Yahuwah and Elohei God giveth thee I. Tzedek, Tzedek, Atirdofa. Nitma'ana tichyeh. Ya Rashta Eta Areta Asheria Wanohegano Dana Lak 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 Lak
Takir Vivakisha Eta Torah Hazot. Like to introduce you to y'all to this Torah reading and feeding right here so you can recognize, right? That point about facial recognition is an important point. We have to return to that. Facial recognition equals respect of persons, facial recognition, and just in judgment. You can imagine the judge, you're suing somebody, and when they go before the judge, the person you're suing that robbed you or did something wrong to you, they say, "Hey, what's up, judge?" And say, "Hey, how you doing? Yeah, so on and so on." And it's a judge trial, not jury trial. Can you imagine that right there? You already know, oh my gosh, I just wasted my time here. You know, the guy I'm suing, the guy that robbed me, he knows the judge. The judge recognized him. See what I'm saying? Had a respect to that person, right? And potentially, even that in itself could get it thrown out because that might not be a reliable venue for a trial. You know, and I think there's something that does exist in the law that if that's the case, one can make an appeal based on that. Because, you know, the person I was suing, I got to find out was friends of the judge, and they were best friends. They're part of the same fraternity or whatever. You know, and I don't think I got justice there because there was partiality there. You know, they were really close, you know, so can't get a retrial. But here, this Torah reading and feeding, right, as we say, Takiru Bevavakisha et Torah Hazot. This Torah reading and feeding, I'd like to introduce y'all to it right here. This Torah reading and feeding, the RSS 48, Rastafari Sabbatical Study, number 48. Known as Shoftim, Judges. It begins with the commandment. Yes, it's a commandment. It's an imperative, right? And it's actually a positive command. We have negative commands. The positive commands is the ta'aseh, do. Lo ta'aseh, thou shalt not do. That's a negative command. But here we begin for positive commandment that the people, Amo Yisrael, should appoint judges, shoftim, and officers, shotarim, so that justice would be enforced and in effect throughout the promised land, according to Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 18. The call for justice is famously, Hebraically stated as tzedek, tzedek, terdof. Tzedek, tzedek, terdof. Justice, justice, you shall pursue. The I, so they're speaking to each of us individually, each mind in his individual responsibility and capacity. The I, male, pursue, justice, justice. Now the word tzedek, we touched on it briefly, but the word tzedek, right, tzedek, or one might say in the simple English pronunciation, zedek, zedek, right, zedek. Right, Zedek, or more enunciated Afro-Asiatically, Tzedek, 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 right? Zedek, Tzedek is righteousness, right? This involves the duty, right? The duty, what does righteousness involve? It's the duty to adhere to moral truth, or as we say, genuine morality, according to the teaching of His Divine Majesty. Genuine morality, genuine moral truth, right? Throughout HaTorah, the Torah portion, the reading and feeding, there's a theme, Chavarim. In this Torah 48 sabbatical study, there's a theme. What's the theme? The theme is of social justice. The theme of social justice, it predominates. Predominant, right? It predominates as the ethical characteristic for judges, for the shoftim are defined, right? For the judges, the officers, as well as for elders, as well as for kings, as well as for prophets, as well as for priests, all of whom are responsible for maintaining a just and a healthful, a healthy society. As the prophet had wrote, the prophet Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Esaias, he wrote, the work of righteousness, tzedakah, shall be peace. Wehaya ma'aseh ha-tzedakah shalom. Vehaya ma'aseh ma'aseh. Vehaya ma'aseh ha-tzedakah shalom. The work of tzedakah shall be shalom. And added, and he added that the service, the avodot, right, the avodot, ha-tzedakah, right, and the service, right, and the service of righteousness, of tzedakah, shall be quietness and security forever. In other words, how does tzedakah save, right? How does tzedakah save? What is tzedakah? In fact, tzedakah is built on the root tzedek. Tzedakah is usually not just translated, but usually it's charity. So in the Hebrew and Judaic and Torah observant communities, we would say tzedakah to say charity. We, I and I, often like to translate it as for its right now, you know, for the right now effect, to put it into effect, righteous giving. Because tzedakah is charity, but tzedakah having at its root tzedek is righteous. So tzedakah is charity, is giving, right? Also, in some sense, it's equated with love. Charity is love. But in the sense of giving, right, the giving charity, this is called tzedakah, which also means righteousness. So in the fullest sense, tzedakah, right, is righteous giving, right? And if I'm correct, tzedek might be the male sense and tzedakah the feminine sense. So we have righteousness, and then we have charity, love, righteous giving, right? Notice it says that the service of righteousness, of doing justice, right, of righteous giving, right, shall be quietness and security forever. Note this right here, wherever there is no justice, no peace, wherever there is that, notice, there's not quietness. The noisiest neighborhoods in the world are our neighbor. Why is that? Middle of the night, people going to be out running around the road making noise. Like, everybody hear me, I'm, you know what I mean? And security, oh my goodness. You see what I'm saying? We got the most churches running up and down. But then they said it. Then the churches, most of the churches, not all, but most of them say, they're not about the Old Testament, right? And what does Moshiach say? Away from me, ye lawless, ye Torahless. So tzedek terdof, it also means that justice must be pursued in a just manner. So from the Hebrew, overstanding, understanding, tzedek, righteousness, justice, terdof, the I shall radaf. Terdof, speaking directly to a male. Tzedek terdof. Like if I'm speaking to an agent that's supposed to go out and apprehend somebody, I say to him, tzedek terdof. Tzedek terdof. I'm saying to him that justice must be pursued in a just manner. Tzedek must be pursued in a tzedek manner. Righteousness must be pursued in a righteous manner. Justice must be pursued in a just manner. The methods used to obtain justice, tzedek, must themselves be tzedek, must be just, righteous. The scripture, therefore, does not advocate pragmatism or utilitarian thinking. A lot of us are doing this, and in some of the groups and whatnot that we are involved, that's a big struggle now. A lot of ones got this pragmatic kind of thinking, you know, like pragmatic thinking. You know, like they figure that we can make shortcuts but not get deep scars. You do know that shortcuts make for deep scars. right? And therefore, the scriptures, Jah's direction, instructions, the teaching of His Majesty, does not advocate pragmatism or utilitarian thinking. There are no noble lies. There's no noble lies for us, right? In the kingdom of Shammai, in the kingdom of the King of Kings Christ, in the kingdom of Adonai, in the kingdom of the Lord. There's no such thing as a noble lie or pragmatism. So what is pragmatism and utilitarian thinking? Take note of that Chabarim. Let's return to that in the reasonment portion, maybe the first day of the Sunday service coming up, right after this. Violence, whether it's verbal or physical, or deception done in the name of Hashem, is always a bad idea. It's always a bad idea, right? And it's not advocated by HaTorah. It's not advocated by the teaching of His Majesty. It's not advocated by a true reading and receptivity of what's written in the Bible, Old Testament, Apocryphal books, New Testament, nowhere. Even the extra biblical books even speak against it. Violence, whether it's verbal or physical, or deception that's done in the name of Jah, in the name of Yahweh, is always a bad idea. So it's not like, you know how they say, well, sometimes to catch a thief, they must be a thief themselves. Imagine presenting that evidence. You can't present that evidence, you know, because then basically you'll prove that you became a thief to prove these other ones a thief, or we will have to judge you as being a thief because you was a thief too. So that's a bad idea. This is what I mean by pragmatism and utilitarian thinking is not advocated by HaTorah, right? We must execute great restraint. Again, we must execute great restraint and caution when we confront downpression, or what they call oppression, but I and I call it downpressing. They're not pushing us up. They're pushing us down. When we confront downpressing and downpresses in the world, flesh, the satanic seclorum, we must execute great restraint and caution. If we seek to so-called change or influence the world, right, so to speak, or those in the world, and hopefully not of the world around us, we must begin with I and I selves. So each judge, this is why the word is spoken to the collective, right, in an individual male sense. This is the reason why, right? It's spoken to each of us, right, together, right, but individually. So each of us collectively, but to each one singularity, each one in the individuality. Right? So it's an interesting something there because many other languages, English doesn't really have a sense like that. So there's a particular sense we have to gain again. You know how they say that our brain, we only use this much of our brain power? You know, like only a 10%, a small percent? Well, a lot of it has to do with like this English language and the way we've been taught to think in this Western Gentile way of thinking. As the Sizzler Kalungi quote says, you know, English is like can ruin our mentality. If we study other languages and other linguistics and even come back to English, you know, it kind of opens our eyes to things that, you know, once you come out of English for a moment, look at next language, and then come back to English, like with the Bible, the Hebrew, the Old Testament, the Greek of the New Testament, you might begin to see how the trick was done. But here, establish justice in your cities. Once again, shoftim v'shotrim, titein leka b'kol she'areka. Judges and officers you shall establish within all your city gates, right? And all your gates, it literally says gates, but it's like the gates of the city. So in all every community was to have a bait din, right? A bait, a house of din, a house of judgment, a house of judgment in that sense. A bait din, like of decision in the sense of judgment, right? Every community, right? Every community is to have that. And in fact, this kind of connects with the Noahide laws, what some call and refer to as the Noahide laws, that if a community did not have a court of justice that was that had balanced scales, that community could be considered ready for extermination. Any community, especially if it's a community, a bunch of people, and they don't have no courts or they have bad law, that whole community is just heading for self-destruction right there, right? It could be, Shemayim could judge that whole community right there. See, justice and court is a very, very important point. So we look at the struggles of our people over here, even going back to MLK and even before that with Adam Clayton Powell Jr., the real civil rights movement that began with the likes of Adam Clayton Powell Jr., and even for some of the better parts of MLK. If you notice, a lot of focus on the law, right? The law, and even in the visitation of His Majesty. You know what I mean? We can see where law is very, very important, right? Because without law there, everything descends into anarchy, right? And one of the things for black and brown people, lost, found, sheeple, the thing that we lose sight of, and all these other things we want to get money, we want to get reparation, we want to get this and get that, but we never look at our own law. See, the law, you know, people say, money rule everything around me. Money rule everything around, yeah, okay, yeah, I get it, maybe around you. But actually, the law rules everything. The law rules everything. And when I say the law, I'm not saying the as there, the, right? But I'm just saying the principle of the law. The law rules everything. Think about it for a moment. You have money in the bank account, right? You have some money on your PayPal, whatever. What prevents somebody from just taking it? Because there is some sense of law and law enforcement. If somebody came along and stole and took your money, you have some, what kind of recourse? You have some legal recourse. But notice something. We are still deep ending on the laws that were written or rewritten by the Gentiles and by others. And where's our law? Africa, let's talk about Africa, the Africanite land. They suffer because of lack of law. All this nice little stuff people talk about, peace and love, and we live by the ancestors. But the problem is that ones are not mature enough to have laws to engage, right, for the community, both within and also other communities. See, the Torah, right, is perfectly balanced in principle to deal with both our regulation, justice amongst us, and also for us to engage in other communities. You know, we hear a lot of black people say, we should be like the Jews. What you mean, studying Torah? No, I'm talking about money. See, that's where you fall off. That's where you fall off. You're pursuing the money, but you're not pursuing the thing, right, that basically protects your rights, right? Not just your personal rights, but rights for other ones like you. So the Torah is not just for one man, but if I can see eye to eye that this is our point of reference. Doesn't mean we all agree with everything in HaTorah. That's why it says, come, make with reason, right? Where Josh says to his people, oh, you know, have I done something against you? Come, plead with me, show me. Oh, you don't, why don't you? Notice how the daughters of Zelophehad, although sons traditionally would inherit the title to land. Why? Because the sons, we will go on the battlefield and break heads and drive out the enemy and risk our own life doing that for our women and our children. Yes, we sons, we men, we build society mainly for our women and our children. So yes, we do have certain rights. We have to get out of this crazy, kooky, Gentile-minded sexism, you know, and feminism, and talking about down with the patriarchy. Down with what patriarchy? Up with the righteous patriarchy, down with every ratchet patriarchy, especially white supremacy patriarchy. But white supremacy can't be our patriarchy anyway, because I don't have a white father. Brother, sister, if you do, and they're righteous and good to you, that's good for you. But you should understand the point we're making right here. We're just venting on this just for a moment right here, because we keep going round and round this. And 42 negative confessions is not law. It's not, okay, I haven't done this, I haven't done that, I haven't done this, I haven't done that. But y'all know you're liars. Some of you already did that. You mean you're not going to do that again? So that's a whole another set of confessions. See, a confession is like if somebody is brought to court and they say, I have not stole my neighbor's oxen. That's a confession there, right? A negative, positive, negative, however you want to call it, but that's a confession there. But the law says thou shalt not steal. Now, you stole your neighbor's ox. Now you're going to just repeat Iodonis' confession, I have not stolen. So you're a liar too. So see, this is why we have to get this kooky, this crazy stuff. The Book of the Dead, as someone who want to go back to the Book of the Dead, Per Emheru, that's a funeral track, and that was meant for those who have headed into the afterlife. That had nothing for us here in the living. How do we know that? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, he was learned in all the wisdom of Egypt and mighty in word and in deed. That's why we needed Torah, right? Not 42 negative confessions for most ones confessing it, they're lying anyway. What about when you have already done that? Come on. Come on now. What do you say? Talk black, Beta Israel, to me. Talk black, Beta Israel, to I. What happened when you have done that? See, we have to give up that foolishness because we're going round. Some people are going round and round on that nonsense, and then they're going to find out that everything is taken from them because they never had nothing to protect their everything. This is where law, right? This is where law comes in. This is why law is very, very important. And I just submit this to my brothers and sisters. This is the great failure of the so-called, quote, black race. Right? There's a weakness. There's a weak-heartedness. There's a weak-headedness. I mean, I know where it come from. You know, or why it there. Why it dead there. You know, maybe that's part of the curse. You know, the consequence for disobedience. Definitely see that a lot, the consequence for disobedience. But here, let's ride up right here. We got a psalm, Likul Batalua, a word from our sponsor.
Tawab, beneficial, good, happy, pleasant, prosperous, tob, yes. Yes, so we have a psalm right here, according to Royal Order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after Order of Melchizedek. We have Psalm 5 right here, Psalm 5 here in the season, Dubwise, Sunday morning. Yes, Dubwise by Bakir right here, Psalm 5, the prayer.
Psalm 5.
Mizmor he lamnatseach el han nechilot mizmor le David.
Give ear to my words, O Lord.
Amarai ha'azina Adonai.
Consider my meditation.
Bina hagigi.
Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God. My King and my.
Malki velohai.
For unto thee will I pray.
Ki elecha et pallal.
My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in my righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. There is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him, as with a shield, as with a shield, as with a shield, as with a shield, 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 shield.
Yes, yes, here for the first day, Yom HaRishon, first day, we call so-called Sunday the first day, but here, first day Psalm here, Mizmor Chet, Psalm 5, it's a morning prayer, a Shacharit, the morning, Tefillah, HaShacharit, a morning prayer. The tone of this Mizmor, this chant, this intonation, is like that of the preceding, Psalm 4. And the circumstances are somewhat similar. So here in the Sefer Tehillim, we have an evening prayer in relief, the Mizmor Dalet, Psalm 4. And here we have Psalm 5, today's daily psalm for the first day of this Shavua, right here. So the tone of this psalm is like that of the preceding, and the circumstances are somewhat similar. The speaker is exposed to danger from treacherous foes and enemies and evil ops. He, and I offers a morning prayer, Tefillah HaShacharit, before going to the Mekdes, right? The Mikdash, in the Hebrew Mikdash, Amharic Mekdes, the sanctuary, the holy place, in that he, and I expresses his conviction that Ha'el, the Almighty, Ha'Elohim, who hates evil, the ra-ra, the evil. And this, see, when we think of evil, we think of it in the counterfeit Christian sense, the evil in some spooky kind of religious way, but evil is that which is hurtful, bad, harmful, sad, ill, sick, as that which is good is that which is beneficial, that which is happy, that which is good. You know what I mean? On that level. You know, we have to look at the different levels outside of the so-called religious sense, but Ha'el, the Almighty, hates the evil, will not allow wrongdoers to triumph. The righteous, the Tzaddikim, may therefore rely and even ironically, spiritually depend on him, on Ha'Elohim, Ha'Elohim, with confidence, always faithful, always sure. So right here, I'd like to share this on the outro right here. This is on the Palal, as used in today's daily psalm. That's the word for pray, prayer, HaTorah in Proverbs 28 and 9 right here for the first day psalm.
That's the section in Mark 11 and 24. With the morning prayer song. Psalm 5, verses, I think, 2 and 3, focusing on the theme of praying in the sense of the verb et palal, though the other prayer we have in the next verse is italicized in the KJV, and we had pointed that out in the palal, tefillah, and Psalm 5, the morning prayer. And then after the broadcast, we share that, that rhema word, on the daily psalm, Psalm 5, very important morning prayer psalm, the principles there, the precepts, we can say. Now we have Mark chapter 11, verse 24, where HaMashiach, Yeshua, Christos Jesus, Geta Jesus says, Isaiah says, therefore I say to you, what things or things soever ye all desire when ye pray. So that's the palal, right, the palal sense. Now it's interesting, as we went through that, meaning to judge, whether mentally or officially, like the difference between that sense of judge and the shofet mishpat sense. Then it says, when ye pray, it says, of course, you got the bilai, believe. Now, I went through the pistil in the Koine Greek, the 4100, which says to think to be true, which is the same as the amene, right? We have the amen, Revelation 3:14, true and faithful witness. So to admit, and so we bring out that sense of, and so the be laive, and getting caught up on that kind of loss or mistranslation right there, bring out the sense of admit as true. What do you admit? What do you admit as true? What do you have faith? So here we have the pistiu, as in pistis, sophia, faith, wisdom, pistiu as the verb, to think to be true, to be persuaded of, to credit, important word, credit. Many would say belief, but then credit is perhaps a more applicable to understand and understand the true Hebraic sense, credit. Like something incredible, that means it's not credit worthy, right? If your credit card or bank or something, the credit company says to you, well, your credit history is incredible. It's basically the same to you, it's not very credit worthy. They can't extend you any credit. Right, so that sense of pisteu, the sense of the word that's often translated as faith and believe and belief, so forth and so on. Not to get caught up on the confusion of Bilai, getting to the root, the Hebrew Amineh, and here as the Hebrews and those remnant tribes, the black Jews, or even in Egypt, latter-day Egypt, you know, the translation from the Hebrew into the LXX or Septuagint was by Ainai people. So this was a good and a correct choice of words, pisteu, to bring out the sense of amina, the true sense of belief and faith, right? To think to be true. What do you think to be true? What are you persuaded of? What do you credit? What is credit worthy from your understanding and understanding of HaTorah, of Jaloh? And then when it has placed confidence in, the confidence, teaching of His Majesty, Ramavik, Ramav, Hazalasi, confidence in the victory of good, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, good over evil, confidence, evidence, right? And then, you know, that sense of belief comes in, but it's a confusion. So getting the true root is the credit. What do you credit? Right? What do you admit as true? Right? What do you admit as true? Now I can have its moral, its religious reference, New Testament, Brit Chadasha, the conviction, and the trust in which a man is impelled by a certain inner and the higher prerogative and the law HaTorah of the soul, the trust in Yeshua, trust in HaElohim, as able to aid either in obtaining or doing something. Some call that the saving faith, but the basic sense to administer true and trust, to entrust. What do you entrust? Even the word sound, What do you have faith in? What do you admit in? What do you place credit in upon with respect or respectfully to a person or a thing? That is credit, the implications to entrust, especially one's iritical well-being to HaMashiach, or to that word, in the beginning with the word made flesh, to put in trust with. What is truth-worthy? What is trust-worthy? Now, another sense came out even afterward, just agitating on the podcast and the broadcast, where it says, he who forgets the law, right, even his prayer, it says, is an abomination. Do we have that correct right here? It says, he that turneth away his ear to Shema'ah, from hearing, from the hearing, his ear, from hearing the law, HaTorah, even his prayer, says right here, even tefilato, right, his prayer, abomination. Even his prayer, abomination. Now, it's interesting in the KJV, if you search the KJV Bibles for law and prayer, those two words in a KJV biblical search, you have Proverbs here, 28 and 9, and the only other connection with this in the translation is Daniel 9 and 13. So we have a Proverb 28 and 9, bringing out the sense right here. Let's go to the Hebrew. It says, Mesir azno mishamoa Torah gam tefilato to'eva. So if someone quits or stops listening to HaTorah, John's direction, instruction, even tefilato, his prayer as a noun. And the prayer as a noun is not found in Psalm 5, I think it's verse 3, because the verse is like a verse difference. But where you have in the KJV, italics, prayer in italics. So the connection of HaTorah, and thus even getting more to the root of the palal, falal, in tefillah. Tefillah as a noun, but thinking the Hebrews, et palal, I will pray. As in verse 2, I will pray. Right? And he says, I will direct, I will order my words, I will order, whether it's a, see, the prayer sense is how I am mentally, you know, accrediting, right, iritically, right, what I am accrediting in I cycle spiritual state that I'm asking or beseeching or imploring or supplicating according to HaTorah. So the prayer, true prayer, is connected with the direction, instruction, is in harmony, as we can say, or in sync, right, in sync with the spirit and the truth of HaTorah. This is why it says, Meisir azno mishmoa Torah dam tefilato to'eva. He that turneth away azno, his ear, azno mishmoa, the ear, listening ear. He who turns away the listening ear from Torah, gam, also, tefilato, his prayer, the noun, as a sense of noun, the prayer, to'eva is detestable, is abomination. It brings out the hardest sense of that. You know, it's abominable, it's disgusting. You know, it's disgusting. You know, it's disgusting to pray to he who he be, lawlessly. In other words, to pray, that's like, why are you wasting, like, in court? They say, why are you wasting the time of the court? It's like a contempt of the court. In other words, he that turneth away his ear from hearing HaTorah, from hearing Torah, direction, instruction, even tefilato, his prayer shall be an abomination. So here once again, that connection with the H8605 tefilah, often translated as prayer. And it's also in the psalm titles, a poetic or like a liturgical prayer, a certain pattern, a pattern of prayer, right? And then getting to the root, palal, to intervene, to interpose, also to meditate, to agitate, to judge, to intercede. But it's an inner sense, in the sense of judging, in the sense of officially, according to Torah, and mentally, in the psycho-spiritual state. By extension, you can now intercede or pray and treat for others, like represent someone else's case, as it were. So the judge sense, right, is not the same as the shofet judge sense, or not even as the don. We have don sense, the words don, shofet, if we look at the different, you know, there's nuances of words that often are simply translated in English to the same word. And that often causes confusion, like when the Messiah, in translation, people assume, right, they imagine some error, they imagine something, they'll say, well, when he says, judge not, it means, like, don't condemn. They're looking at the context of the language in the study, don't condemn, right, don't condemn. right? So this is a different sense. And don't be in a condemnatory state of mind, because as we go on in the word sound of HaMoshiach that we have in Mark chapter 11, he says to forgive, right? So that Abba, Father, Elohim Ha'am forgives I and I, right? Because of, we say, the harmony, so to speak, you know, the, for lack of a better word, the karma or the reciprocity, as it is in the creation of Melech Ha'olam, the universal king, the king of the universe, right? The universe, the reflection in the creation is built also in receptivity, right, to his word, sound, power. So this is a very, very important verse to connect with that theme and the idea of the root of tefillah in the Hebrew from palal, falal, right, which means to judge in the sense of officially, according to Torah, right, because Torah, official, direction, instruction, and Proverbs 28 and 9, he that turneth his ear from the hearing of Torah, his tefillah to, his prayer will be to'aiba, will be disgusting. His petition, his prayer will be disgusting. So this is a very interesting connection in how Moshiach in Mark chapter 11, just summing up right here, chapter 11, this section here, which says, have faith, right, that emuna be'elohim, right, have admittance, trust, confidence in Elohim, in the true good, the true God. For verily, amen, right, yea, amen, trustworthy is what I'm saying to you. For verily I say to you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, these are gems here, shall not doubt, right, there's no wavering in his mind state. If there's wavering in your mind state, you have to check it out. This is why he says, I will order, I will direct my prayer, I will direct what I'm saying. If in the context of a prayer, a supplication, an invocation, right, shall not doubt in his heart, waver in his mind, but shall believe or credit or admit as true that those things which he saith shall come to pass because they're in conformity, right, with Torah, direction, instruction. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say to you, what things soever ye desire, showing that desire isn't always a bad thing, what things ye desire according to the direction, instruction, when ye pray, right, when you judge, you mentally, officially weigh it and bring it forward and order your words. It says believe, but the sense of credit, admit as true that ye receive. So when ye bring forward your petition, you know that you are standing, right, in sync, in harmony, in oneness, right, with his instruction. So you kabbal it, you receive it, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, here's the Amida, Judaically speaking, the Amida prayer says forgive, let it go, leave it behind, let it go. Right? If ye have aught against any, that's your Father, who is, notice it says, also, that's a key word right there, also who is in Hashemayim may forgive you your trespasses. So that's the Hebraic, the karma sense right there. He will forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, don't let it go. There's a verse in the scripture, if I hold iniquity in my heart, right, Lord, you do not hear me. There's that verse right there. So this goes along with what we have here in Mark chapter 11. Here we're at verse 26. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, who is in the heavens, the higher region, forgive your trespasses, let them go. Right, do unto others. We call this the golden rule. Right, the golden rule is the golden rule. Right, the golden rule. Do unto others. Love your brother as yourself. Right, it says that if I hold iniquity, right, in my heart. Let's see if we have this psalm right here. If I regard, this is if I regard the KJV. This is Psalm 66:18. If I regard iniquity in my heart, Adonai, the Lord Adonai, will not hear me. It's interesting. So just connecting the dots here on that theme, right, on that theme right here. If I regard, so it's instruction. Not just word sound only, but it's the word sound and also us receiving that instruction and crediting, admitting as truth that at the core and in the innermost of the innocence, if I regard iniquity in my heart, in my mind, right, Adonai would not hear me. And then we see how the Messiah, he emphasizes that point of forgiving, of letting that go. That's why he says, don't judge not. He says, judge not. He says, judge not. Don't condemn. Stop condemning. See, because if you regard iniquity in your heart, you're going to be condemning, and then your prayer is going to be in vain because he's not hearing that. In other words, he's not feeling that. Right? Jah Jehovah is not feeling that. Right? And so on these themes right here, as they connect together, just to bring out and illuminate on practical application, just touching on this right here, you know, the connecting the dots right here on prayer, what it is and how it may be more effective, especially according to Yahweh, truth and life, his direction, instruction, according to Torah, HaTorah, according to the Orit, yes, I, the Ethiopic Torah, Ethiopic Torah, Ethiopic Torah, Ethiopic Torah, Ethiopic Torah.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. That's seal up right here. Today is Yerit Psalm, Psalm 5. A morning prayer, Shabbat Tawab Tov, a good strong 7 to come.
Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam.
Shabbat Tov, Shabbat Tov, Shabbat Tov, Shabbat Tawab, Shabbat Tov, Shabbat, Shabbat, referring to the week, or more correctly, like the seven days. 7 days, 7 days, 7 days, 7 days.
7 days to come. Be tov, kawah, beautifully good brothers and sisters. Love one another. Bashem Yeshua, HaMashiach. Yes, I, Rastafari. On the outro right here, the morning prayer. Morning prayer, morning prayer. Loxley Castell right here. What a great day.
Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee, and will look up. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight, thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing. The Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. For there is no faithfulness in their mouth. Their inward part is very wickedness. Their throat is an open sepulchre. They flatter with their tongue. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they have rebelled against thee. But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield, 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 shield.
Mizmor he, lamnatseach el hanehilot mizmor le David. Amarai ha'azina Adonai, bina hagigi. Hakshiva lekol shav'i, malki velohai, ki elecha et palal. Adonai, boker tishma'a koli, boker e'eroch lecha va'atzappe. Ki lo el hafetz resha ata, lo yegurecha ra'a. לא יתייצבו הוללים לנגד עיניך, שנאת כל פועלי אבן. תאבד דוברי חזב, איש דמים ומרמה יתעב אדוני. ואני ברוב חסדך אבוא ביתך, אשתחווה אל היכל קודשך ויראתך. אדוני, נחני וצדקתך למען שוררי, הישר לפני דרכך, כי אין בפיהו נכונה, קרבם אבות, קבר פתוח גרונם, לשונם יחליקון. האשימם אלוהים, ייפלו ממועצותיהם, ברוב פשעיהם הדיחהם, תמרו בך, וישמחו כל חוסי בך, לעולם ירמנו, ותסך עלינו, ויעלצו בך אוהבי שמך. כי אתה תברך צדיק אדוני, קצינה רצון תעתרנו.
Yes, shalom, chaverim, shalom, lehitarot. Before we go, I have to say, slicha, slicha li, forgive I. Just recall the rohak adosh brought it to I and I. So slicha, slicha, forgive I, brothers and sisters. I had misread where I said mizmor chet. Chet will be alphanumerical, the sixth psalm. It's mizmor hey, hey. I had to open the fence. Closed fence, chet. Open fence, hey. Hey is a fifth. So apologies right there. My bad on that. But I was just thinking, I said, what did I say? I said, chet, mizmor chet? No, mizmor hey. Psalm 6. No, Psalm 5. So forgive I right there. But a shabur tov, tawab right there, brothers and sisters. Achei, achotai, shelanu. Have a very good, strong Shabbat Tawab, Shabbat Tov, Hashem Yeshua, Yesai, Rastafari. Love you.